Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant, actually the last show of 2020. I don't know about you, Paul, but I'm ready for 2020 to be over.
I think a lot of people are ready to flip that calendar.
Yes. But as we head into a new year and we're thinking about New Year's resolutions, you want to more accurately get into creating a new vision, perhaps for the first time. Creating a vision, the subject this week.
Absolutely. There's a strong biblical premise for what happens if we don't have a vision, right? Proverbs says that without a vision, people perish. And so we need to have a target, a bullseye of where we're going and what we're going to be doing. And that is not just concerning this coming year, which is a great kickoff, but really because my heart is towards estate planning, helping individuals get a good plan. It really means also talking about the vision of your family and what do you want to have happen should you become incapacitated. So in other words, estate planning is about two different times of life. It's about making sure that you're safe and secure. Should you need help and assistance during your life? And then it's also about what we naturally think about, which is if I die, I want to make sure that what I have gets to the right people. But my proposition has always been in the right way, and that takes vision. So we need to have a family vision that God has given to you in order to really make that plan be rich and full and complete and really be in line with what God's calling is for you and your family. Okay. So we need vision.
We need vision. And, well, for instance, for maybe people who are a new client, what are some of your firm's process with a new client?
Yeah. And so kind of giving you a vision of what does it mean to walk in the door or communicate with us. And what we base everything on in our firm is called the estate planning life cycle. And that cycle has eight different steps to it. I want to focus on the first couple. Okay. I'm going to quickly mention all eight right here, but okay, it's really the top part of it. Okay. So step one is we need to explore and educate. So exploration and education. Once that is done, we need to engage and create. Then once we have created a plan, we need to take a step of financial integration. If your finances do not blend and integrate with the plan, then the plan will not work. And step number four is we need a continuation commitment. So estate planning is not about getting a document. It is about making sure that the plan works. And you have to have a relationship with an estate planning attorney, not just a document. Then we move into step number five, which is family reception. We need to train the next generation to be ready to receive what they are going to. In other words, if you have a vision to that your finances that God has given you are to accomplish A, B, and C, if that is not clearly communicated to the next generation, then how are they going to be able to take the vision and run with it? So therefore, we need family reception, family preparation. Number six are life adjustments. I don't know about anybody else, but day by day, I get older. So therefore, we need to anticipate that life may throw us a curveball. And what does it mean to actually make those adjustments, not throw the plan out? And definitely, that is not the time to create a plan. That is called an emergency, and attorneys will charge you a lot for emergencies. So therefore, it is better and cheaper to plan. And then we move into number seven, which is the settlement system. So when you do pass away, there has to be someone and a process to take what you've created and actually enact it and close it. And then number eight is legacy fulfillment. So actually that step really does imply that there is a vision. In other words, if we talk about the word legacy, we have to know what is the legacy that you want to leave behind. And so therefore, if we don't have clarity on what your vision is, then we can never achieve that final step, which is hand off legacy to make sure that your family can run with it properly. So there is the base premise of everything that we do in our firm. That is the process. And really, those first two steps are what someone can anticipate as far as a kickoff if they were to say, okay, I need to do something this year to really engage and fix and and memorialize the vision that God has given me for my family. Mm. And so that means we're at step one, which is we need exploration and education. And then step number two is we need to engage and create. So there's kind of the base premise or the base process by which we hang our hat on. And we believe that every successful estate plan needs to really walk that full journey with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've said many times, too, that half the people, half the population, maybe more, doesn't even have a will.
Right.
So they got to start somewhere, and why don't we start with exploration?
Yeah, that's right. and so you're exactly correct, is that less than half of the U.S. Has some sort of estate planning documents. And if you get to be the age of 65, that does move up to 48%.
Okay, 48%.
Okay. So we're still under half. Mm. And that's pretty astounding. Now, here's part of the problem with the question that, well, at least I guess the question that was posed. I don't know the specific question that gave me those statistics. But I believe that part of the assumption in answering a question of do you have estate planning documents? Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Do you have power of attorney? These types of questions is that people think in terms of document instead of a successful plan. Mm. And that really is one of the unfortunate parts is that in estate planning as a whole, the unfortunate truth is that most estate plans don't work. And so if that is true, now there's multiple reasons because life changes, because the law changes, taxes change. And so if you rest upon a document and that document continues to get older and older, well, then how does that stagnant document keep up with life changes, financial changes, legal and tax changes? And the simple answer is it can't. So that's why relationship in the estate planning life cycle is so critical, because it actually engages relationship. And so please understand that that is really the philosophy of planning with purpose. That is the philosophy of what we believe creates a plan that will fulfill its journey. It's not the document itself. It is actually the relationship behind the document, because the document just doesn't do anything, and people got to enact it, right? People have to carry it out and follow the instructions. So we need a good plan that gives them step by step. And then we need to train those who are supposed to carry out the vision so that they know what to do. And that really then is the fullness of the estate planning life cycle. And really it builds off of relationship first, then we fill in the gap with what we have to have, which are documents. So yes, 50% of the U.S. still has nothing. So that's a bummer. That's the first, that is the main strategy of most people. And by the way,
well, that's no strategy,
but it is a strategy. Yeah, and that's what I was just going to say. Yeah. It is actually a strategy.
How is that a strategy?
Well, because if you do nothing, then that means the laws of Washington are going to naturally take over.
Okay.
And now, whether you like that strategy or not, that is the premise. Now, let's clarify. It does not mean, because I actually hear this quite often, it does not mean that Washington State will get everything. Okay? It means that if you did not take action, if you were not proactive, and you did not give us your voice of what you want at the time of disability, incapacitation, or at the time of death, then Washington State, in their infinite wisdom, has decided what is best for you.
Mm.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not so sure that that I really want the government determining what is in my best interest. And remember, the other thing that can happen is that if you have no plan and we need to get somebody authorized, that is typically marching towards a court system. So that means someone who has never met you before has no correlation to your life except what they are told in probably a very, very quick court case setting. They are going to make an ultimate decision of what's in your best interest.
Hmm.
So it's either you make the decision of what's in your best interest, or a judge is going to make a judgment call of what's in your best interest.
Even if you have a spouse?
Yes, okay. Even if you have a okay. spouse.
Now, spouse isn't going to be making that determination. The court is.
Now, again, we're talking about power and authority. Mm-hmm. Okay, so someone has to have power and authority. Mm-hmm. So remember, if you have not given us your voice, then we default to Washington law. And then the judge is going to follow that premise. So yes, in Washington law, we are going to give as much deference and preference to a spouse's voice. But that may not be the only voice that someone listens to. Mm. And so it's not just that the ring screams louder than everyone else. What if the spouse is not feeling well? What if they're incompetent? Mm. What if the spouse died before? Mm. So there's multiple things that are problematic if we just assume that my spouse or my kids or someone else is going to have the proper authority to actually manage your finances or have the proper authority to close your estate. Mm. So I'm with you, Mark, which is that is the assumption of the public. Now, what if you had a bank account that you kept separate from your spouse? I'm not saying that you're keeping it a secret. I'm saying that your name is on it, but you didn't make it joint. So how does your spouse legally get into that account? Mm. And
that's a problem.
And that's where estate planning happens. Yeah. And so, and by the way, sometimes we just open up stuff, right? When I moved back from Michigan, because I went to law school in Michigan and I lived there for several years afterwards, when we returned back home, because this is our home in the Pacific Northwest, and it made my mom very happy, that when we moved back, when we moved into our new place, I called Comcast. And I opened up our internet, okay? I'm not saying that you should use Comcast. I'm just saying that that was what we used at the time. Well, because I was in a rush and I wasn't fully thinking, I made the account and I opened it in my name. And I didn't put my wife's name on the account as an authorized user or anyone else. I was about the task and I just wanted to get it done quickly, okay? So then we had a problem, well, because it's Comcast. So then I had my wife call because I was doing something else. I was we were remodeling our home at the time, so my attention span was all over the place. And she called, and she said, but this is my house. I mean, I'm on the owner.
To talk to you.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I think one of our utilities is like that. Only my wife is on it.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Okay, so now we have a problem. And so therefore, everyone is always looking for proper authority, and proper estate planning will do that. So we have to be properly educated, and we need to explore. So right after break, we're going to come back to those first two premises. We're going to uncover them a little bit more.
Okay, creating a vision, maybe a new vision for the new year. You've been listening to Paul, and you want to find out more about his services and maybe find out about a special online seminar coming up here in the new year, Paul.
Absolutely. We have one on Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. You can head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com, and you can register there. So this will be only online because, well, it's just the season that we're in. We wish that we could do it in person, but it's online only, so head over to legacyandfaith.com. Sign up for the Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. session. And also, there's past podcasts, and there's ways to communicate with us. So hit the communication button. We would love to hear from you. That's legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Many families realize that with the passing of each generation, their family legacy is disappearing and they're feeling regret. To alleviate this heartache, Memories Worth Telling writes their family story and creates a beautiful heirloom book to preserve their unique history. Go to memoriesworthtelling.com to schedule your initial consultation and learn how they can capture your legacy. Once again, that's memoriesworthtelling.com.
Hi, this is Paul Grant from the Legacy and Faith Show, and reminding you that Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. is our next educational opportunity. So head over to legacyandfaith.com and sign up for Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, Legacy and Faith Show this week, looking at creating a vision, maybe a new vision for a new year coming up. Paul is talking about how to start with maybe a new client this week. You start out with exploration and education.
Yes, that's right. And so these are two very different components in this first step. They're both very critical. So there's two ways that a potential client or someone who wants to sit down and talk to us can get at the firm. So number one is that you can come to an educational session, which is online. We mentioned it heading into break. It's Wednesday, January 13th at 6 p.m. And we set up without charge the opportunity to get educated, talk about what are the necessities, what are the basics about estate planning. So that's number one. And anytime someone goes through that educational class, they will be given an opportunity to sit down with us, again, probably by video in this current time. But so you'll be able to sit down and actually take step number two, which is the exploration. And by the way, when you go through the educational session, we give you a complimentary opportunity to sit down with us. It takes about an hour for us to ask questions and get to know you and get familiar with you and your family and your vision. And so I want you to hear that again. If you go through the educational class, you will have a complimentary. That means free, no charge. That means you're not writing a check at all to the firm. We are giving you our time to understand who you are and to make sure that we are a good fit and understand what you need and whether we can accomplish that for you. So it's a great opportunity to go through the educational class. So not only do you get the proper foundation of what estate planning is about. We talk about the different tools that are available, wills, trusts, power of attorneys. We talk about our process. We talk about what it means to close an estate, going through probate, not going through probate, how to avoid it, taxes. So there, it is a very full discussion about estate planning. So that is the educational part. And if you go through that educational component, again, you get a complimentary opportunity to come and sit down with us, whether it's in person or whether it's by video, we get to understand you. Now, that leads us into the exploration, because you can skip the educational component and just get to us personally. But here's the deal. We're going to charge you for that service. We're going to charge you for our time in that scenario. If you choose to move forward, we will take that initial charge and apply it towards any of our next fees. So you don't lose the initial cost, but, you know, understand that we're giving you personal time and there is a minor compensation that we need for that. So those are the two ways you can get to us. You can go through the educational opportunity, then have a complimentary time to sit down with us, or B, you can skip the education and come and have an in-person session, which, by the way, we will give you some of the education, but we'll also get to the exploration. Mm. So what do I mean by exploration? Well, exploration is really about learning who you are, what makes your family tick, and kind of the topic of the day, which is, what is your vision? What does it mean for you to make sure you're well taken care of during your lifetime? And then what is your vision that God has given you when you pass away so that your stewardship can continue? Now, I've mentioned this on previous shows, which is stewardship means to administer and to give. So it is actually not to hoard and to hold. It is to administer and to give. And so therefore, our objective with what God gives under our stewardship is not to hold it. It is actually to be free-flowing and to be given into his purposes to build his kingdom. And so, therefore, when you are, have something left over, when it's your time to be called home and see His glorious face, then we need to know, well, what's the next vision? What's the next step with your administration and with your giving? And for many people, that means that I just want to get it to my kids. Okay, fine. But for many others, there is much more to that conversation. And the exploration part is us learning what is your vision, helping to ask the appropriate questions so that we can get to the heart of the matter. We want to get to the heart of what is your vision for your family and for you so that we as attorneys can then write it out, make it plain so that whoever reads it can run with it, correct? That's Habakkuk. And so we need to make sure that it is written down properly. But I can't do my job until we understand who you are, the dynamics of the family, because we all have family dynamics, in case you didn't know. I have yet to meet the perfect family. However, still in search of it. I guess that would also include mine. But hey, that's okay. That's self-disclosing. We all have family dynamics, and I need to understand what those dynamics are in order to say, this is how we can fit the puzzle together to accomplish exactly what you want. So these first sessions, exploration and education, are really tied together.
Okay, what about if the person doesn't even really know what they want to do? Do you run into that very often? Do people have some idea, or they come in and they just are clueless? They have no idea what's possible.
That very last part that you just said is the key component, which is they don't know what's possible. So therefore, if they don't know what's possible, it actually is a limiting assumption that most people walk in. And the limiting assumption is, well, I guess I'm just going to give it to my kids. Or if you don't have kids, I guess I'm going to give it maybe to some charities and then to my family, whatever your family comprises of, nieces and nephews, siblings, or whatever the case may or may not be. And so part of the difficulty is that people don't know what's available. So that goes back to the educational part. That's why we have education is so important. We want to present every individual with the proper knowledge so that that creates the opportunity to actually think freely and without the limiting assumptions that we come to the table with. So most people do have some guideline. But my big concern, which I have talked about on previous shows, is that are we after... how do I want to state this? Are the thoughts that we have coming to the table, are they from a kingdom perspective? Are they given directly by God? Or are they from a standard of the world? In other words, we're just assuming that this is what happens because this is what the law says, or this is what I've seen happen, or this is what my parents did. And while that might be good and dandy for your parents, it may not be the appropriate vision for you. So yes, people do come to the table with some ideas, but hopefully what they walk away with is really an uncapped vision of the possibilities, and it gets our creative juices flowing. I've had many, many people come through the educational portion and all of a sudden have the light bulbs go off of, oh, I can do something different. So then we go to the exploration, which is sit down and talk about them and their family dynamics and what do they want to accomplish. And there's more understanding and more wisdom. And then we get into the creation where I ask deeper questions and different questions, and based upon that portion, even greater clarity comes. And so really these all fit together. If we can have a solid foundation of education, we begin to get a more clear vision. We talk about what is already in your heart, and that becomes more clarity. Then we get into the process itself, and then we really get into the deeper questions. And I've had clients say, you know what? I don't know how to answer that question. Mm-hmm. I want to go home and pray about it. Mm-hmm. I need some more time with God to understand where I am to direct that specific question. But let me lay out kind of where we're going to go next week. So we're going to try to add a cliffhanger here.
Okay.
Try to see if we can get some more people back to talk about this. So what happens if you don't know what you want to do? Well, number one is that when someone doesn't know what to do or they're using assumptions, that typically creates immobility. So number one is that many people are stuck and they do not move into action because they don't know what to do. That's why we have education. So engage. So, and obviously that means do nothing, which is the 50 percentile that we were talking about earlier. Mm. Number two is that if it doesn't create immobility, then people want to take the simple route. That means that they actually don't value the process and they get what they pay for, which is usually very little. Number three is that if they get past that, then they take the traditional way because they don't have the right voice to actually press them into what God's vision is for the family. Mm. And then number four is that we finally get to be active and engage in the process. Mm-hmm. So therefore, what happens when you don't know? Well, most people are immobile. Other people take the simple route. Others do something, but it's a traditional route. And then others yet will actually emotionally and mentally engage in the process and we can actually fulfill vision.
Well, that's the kind of person we hope that you are. If you're listening today, you want to find out more about the creating of a vision for your estate, and Paul would love to help you with that. You have an upcoming seminar, Paul.
Yes, we do. Wednesday on January 13th at 6 p.m. Head to legacyandfaith.com. You can sign up for that online-only educational session. There's also past podcasts there and ways to communicate with us. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, we will be back next time with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.